I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler, and we are here to monitor some of the important events of the day, things that you're tracking perhaps yourself. We're going to have the services of Lisa Lano in a few minutes. She's the Good Day Psychic. And I've sort of resisted doing readings, having her talk to people, and I don't know why I've done that, because I guess I do really know why I've done it, because there are a lot of things that people who have a background like her sort of have access to informationally, and I think they're sort of important stories to tell, the things that connect the real world to the world you can't see. And I find, at least my own spin on it, is that people think it's fascinating, but maybe there would be an opportunity to get a little reading in. I don't know whether you use Kenny as a guinea pig or not for this, or if you'd just like to call to get a reading from a psychic, maybe we'll put one or two of you on the air. 888-302-3684 if you'd like to line up. When you do something like this on a program like this, there's always the, wow, isn't that interesting factor when you're telling a story. And sometimes the individual stories of people who call and say, what can you tell me about X, they become fascinating too, as long as they don't last too long. So you may have one question about what's going on in your life that has to do with your health, your well-being, maybe romance. That's usually the stuff that these folks get asked. It's always about romance, it's about job or career, or it's about health. So if you have a question from one of those three areas and you want to ask Lisa Lano, who is an extraordinarily good psychic, that's why she's here, you may feel free. Maybe one or two. See how much time we have. 888-302-3684. And one of the things that's most interesting, Kenny, about the psychic world used to be, when you and I were kids, that the people who would go to a psychic or go to a reader or go to somebody who's a medium would all be women. Men would never go. Now, there are lots of men who not only go to get their questions answered about their health and well-being and romance and stuff, but they ask business questions, and so do women. A lot of people want to get advice from folks like Lisa, and she's usually very good at cueing into whatever it is going on. So you want business questions answered? That's not a bad idea either to pursue. 888, maybe she can tell you about your business, Kenny. You've got a pretty good little business on the side going there. Seasonal businesses. Maybe she can give you some tips or hints or whatever. At any rate, Lisa joins us in a few minutes. 888-302-3684. We're going to talk, among other things, about the Akashic Records. Have you ever heard that term? Kenny, you know what the Akashic Records are?
Yes, I have.
You have? Okay. All right. And then we'll talk about, as time allows, what happens to your mind when you go into your sleep zone. There's been so much talk about hearing voices. I don't know how much time we're going to have, but I keep talking about what we're going to do. We better get at it in a minute or two here. First, though, a couple of things that are going on that I think need to be mentioned. From the people in the news department, we're talking about Michael Douglas winning on Sunday. His Emmy acceptance speech was a way for him to bring attention, so he said, to what he believes to be an injustice in the federal prison system. Let's see how many of you agree with this, if you didn't hear it. He was talking after he got his award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Miniseries. He mentioned his oldest son, Cameron, who, as many of you may recall, is serving a 10-year drug sentence. He said, quote, I'm hoping I'll be able to allow, they'll be allowing me to see him soon. For my son's case, he spent 2 years in solitary confinement. Right now I'm being told I can't see him for another 2 years. What in the world, Kenny, did he do that was that bad? I don't remember. I mean, he got caught. Was he selling? Or was he just using stuff himself? That seems awfully harsh.
I'm not sure. But I'm not sure what it is that he did. I know that he was not an exemplary prisoner.
He wasn't.
That that I had heard that he got into some trouble there, uh-huh, which is why he keeps winding up back in solitary.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a vacation. I'm sorry that uh-huh, Michael Douglas has to wait to see his son, but you know,
kid did harm.
There's a price when you gotta do the time when you do the crime.
Yep. All right. Well.
Brother.
So yeah, I absolutely have no problem with. I don't like people going to jail for using, but if you're distributing, selling, involved in the transport of this stuff, then you need to pay the price. Samuel L. Jackson, another name in the news, ranting against President Obama in the new issue of Playboy. The interviewer asked Jackson what he thought of President Obama or other highly educated Americans consciously dropping the G-S off the words like going to, this is a gerundive. G-S is a gerundive. Going and coming and doing and being and seeing. And Jackson was not happy. He said, first of all, we all know it ain't because of his blackness. So I'll say, stop trying to relate, be a leader, be a president. Look, I grew up in a society where I couldn't say it ain't or what it be to my friends, but when I'm out presenting myself to the world as me, I graduated from college, I had a family who cared about me, they told me how to speak, and I'm well-read, and I know how to blanking conjugate. Because that's what it is, it's conjugation. You know, it's seeing, feeling. It's when I was teaching English, the reference to the term gerundive, words that end in ings, and it does. It bothers me a lot. I listen to the radio and hear people do it. I hit the button as soon as somebody says coming, going, coming up next on FM 105. Psh, hit the button, gonzo, and that's what I do with the president or anybody who tries to sound like he's relating, and it's just phoniness. It's false and it's insulting. Frank, I agree with Samuel L. Jackson on that. So, all right, we're about the business of tuning in to psychic Lisa Lano, who will be with us in just a few moments. Stand by. This is Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Tonight on NBC, the hit drama Revolution returns on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. When the world's power turned off, something else turned on.
Things have gone seriously haywire.
Physics went insane.
But what mysterious new power will light the way?
You've never seen anything like it.
Maybe this is a miracle.
Revolution premieres on its new night and time, tonight at 8, 7 Central, followed by the gripping two-hour season premiere of Law & Order SVU.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. For the balance of this half hour, we're going to learn from Lisa Lano. By the way, Uri Geller will join us in the next half hour. We kind of put these two together because there's a, some people think there's a similar theme. I don't look at Lisa as an entertainer per se. She's an informer, whereas I look at Uri as an entertainer. And, yeah, okay, so maybe he is an informer. Maybe you're an informer first and an entertainer second. Lisa, Uri's an entertainer first and a former second, one or the other. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, and you?
Good morning, just fine.
We have been talking, I don't know if you've been listening, we have been talking
I
about
have.
Two things here. And I may ask you to help Kenny a little bit or to serve someone, if you don't mind, at 888-302-3684. All right, stand by just a second. I'm about to do something very, whoops. I have this fly in here. What can we do about flies? What can people with strong minds do about flies?
I just get the fly swatter. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm being honest.
That's not very spiritual, Lisa. Lisa's website is Lisa M. Lano, by the way, L-A-N-N-O. There's a lot of talk in the news about hearing voices. And so I wanted to share this... with this fly is driving me nuts. I wanted to share this. The discussion, because it came last week after that fellow shot things up, that he was hearing voices, and some people think that makes you crazy. I don't happen to think that. I hear voices all the time. They may not be voices like I'm listening to you talk or Kenny talk or whomever, but there is sounds and words in my being, in my head, that come from elsewhere. Is that hearing voices?
No, not the kind of voices he's hearing. And it's funny you should say that, because I was just thinking about doing a newsletter in November that's called Psychic or Psychotic. So I think you must have read my mind. I think he's just seriously... There are people that hear voices, you know, that kill your mother, kill your father kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're psychotic. I mean, not everybody... I like to say that not everybody who hears voices is crazy.
Well, you see, that's the thing. The news media makes it out to be that you are using that terminology, then you are nuts. But we all know that God speaks to us in many different ways.
Yes.
And the voice of God isn't, you know, it's not whether we think Charlton Heston and his voice, the beaming, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about things that you hear and or think. Maybe all thoughts are connected to God, right?
Maybe, but I also think that there are people that are just plain old psychotic. I mean, they have imbalances and chemical mess-ups in their brain. And, my daughter's boyfriend's in school for that. His father's a pretty well-noted psychiatrist. For people that, I mean, really are crazy, like literally crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we use the term, like if I said I hear voices, they'd look at me like, you're nuts. When I say I feel this or I feel that... But, come on, if I set a voice for me to go out and, you know, kill a bunch of people, you need some medical help, I think.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hearing voices, the way you and I hear them, we could be hearing our spirit guide.
Mm-hmm.
We could be hearing, in the sense of hearing in our mind's ear, our family member just saying, I love you, I'm with you. I've heard many of my clients that have had, like, very difficult, say, childbirths, for example, or surgeries, and the parents have died, and they've said, you know what, I swore I could hear in my head my mother saying, it's okay, I love you, I'm here with you.
Right.
So I think that's...
Hold on just a second. Lisa Lano is with us as we continue to probe what's going on in your mind 21 after.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Lady, you drive me crazy.
Oh,
video voodoo,
video voodoo.
And your beehive hairdo.
See, this is the image. The reason I played this, Lisa, is because this is the image a lot of people have of people who are sensitive. And I got to tell you, over the years, I've met lots and lots, especially the last 30 years when I've really sort of tuned into this sort of thing. I have met a lot of people who were not great evangelists for what you do. And but the other side of it is, if you go to some of these places like Lilydale in New York State, and down in Florida, I'm trying to remember the, it's a little town, with, it begins with a D, and I don't remember now the name of it, but it's not important. The point is that a lot of the people that do readings in these places and elsewhere, you can go to somebody's office or home or whatever, do kind of look like that, or at least they used to.
Try living near Salem, where I grew up.
Salem, Massachusetts. Yeah.
I grew up right near Salem, oh yeah.
Yeah, well, do you think that made you more sensitive? Lisa Lana was here, the Good Day Psychic. Did it make any difference where you come from, right?
No, it makes no difference at all. I just, and I don't come from Salem. I come from Revere, which is 2 towns down.
Revere,
totally
yes.
different. It's like Soprano land.
Right.
Or it was when I was a kid. But no, it makes no difference where you come from.
We were talking about hearing voices and whether or not there are different types of voices, and of course there are, and that's what a lot of people in the news media don't acknowledge. If you're listening to or you hear not sounds, but you get the sense of words that come from your gut, your instinct, whatever you want to call them, that's a whole different thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And we should pay attention to our gut. I mean, again, there's a fine line when you're being told to hurt somebody or cause chaos. There is no good force that is going to teach you, whether you want to call it the universe, your spirit guides, God, angels, anything spiritual. Nobody, none of those forces will ever, ever tell you to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not talking about justified anger, you know, to unfriend somebody, stop doing business with somebody. Sometimes you have to tell people off. I get that. I'm talking about harm. No, you're not supposed to do that. So if you're hearing voices that are saying, you know, go blow up somebody's car because you're mad at them, well, no.
That's
you need anger management in that case.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about something else for a couple of minutes that many people are now becoming more familiar with, depending on their readings. The so-called Akashic Records. You're familiar with them?
Yes. Yeah.
And so why would somebody pay attention? What are Akashic Records, and why would someone need to access them? Is there a karmic connection? What is the essence, and why would one want to know what the Akashic Records hold?
Well, some people want to delve very deep into things. I personally am so ADHD that I don't have the attention span to do it. But it is, in theory, and I do believe it, where all our records are kept. Everything, every moment of our day, our charts, everything that you ever want to know about anything is supposedly in this hall of records. And I do believe there's some organization to it. I think that when we say to our guides or God, again, whoever we want to talk to, am I following my path? Please show me my path. I think you're looking into your Akashic Records by getting the answer and getting that feeling that, you know what, I really should stop working with that business partner. I really should take that course. You know, those kind of things. I should start that business. I think that's what we're doing. And I've got something to say to Ken, by the way, talking about business.
Yes.
Let me know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was listening to you talking, and you said something about Ken and some sort of a business venture.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I want to ask you if you're really good with the detail and organizing.
Yeah.
Like, really good with the details and the organizing and putting things together. I know you're behind the scenes, but I feel like that's your forte. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. As opposed to being the one that goes out and, let's say, sells the product.
Right.
Is there somebody in there that's, and again, I don't know what I'm talking about, but is there another, are you with a partner doing this?
No. No.
This business? Just me. Okay. If you need a voice, I want to say you might need somebody to help you be that voice, and I can't wait later to ask you what it is you're doing. But I want to say keep going with the details, and that you've got some tremendous ideas, and I see the number 6, so something about 6 months or June that something's going to
really $600,000.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd make the whole thing should make $600,000. That's what you should be thinking about. Or
you mean, are you being serious?
No, I'm being facetious.
Oh, okay, because I want somebody to see a 6 for me then, too.
Yeah. Well, for all of us, as far as that's concerned.
We all have 6s.
So
I just wanted to throw that in. I'm sorry, that popped in my head.
No, I wanted you to, because that's the suggestion here, and that's what comes when we make these connections. 6 months may prove to be fruitful as the thing expands. I can see that.
Yeah, I feel like, again, Ken, I don't know what you're doing, but it's something where you really have to concentrate. And I want to tell you, don't get discouraged. Mm-hmm. Just keep going. Just keep concentrating. Just keep putting those ideas and staying organized, and things are going to start moving themselves. And that's where you can hear voices, when
all
you
right.
just say, if I need another bit of information, can you send it to me? And your guides will.
There you go.
So I had to throw my 2 cents in.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
You can get your 2 cents or whatever it costs you to have a good reading with Lisa easily. Go to Lisa M. Lano, 2 N's, LisaMLano.com for lots of great expertise and information like we just...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Good Day program at 33 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I will have Eric Geller with us in a few minutes. Some of the things going on that are important to be discussing today and this week, obviously the focus on what's happened. Even though there's nothing much you can do about it, the Kenyan thing has people talking about chemical weapons again. Where they come from, how these people get a hold of them. Not something that people are happy to hear about, frankly. The terrorists have claimed 137 were killed in the Kenyan mall attack. That number seems to be fluctuating up and down. Excuse me, I find this whole thing, frankly, annoying. I'm not sure it's as annoying as Senator Cruz railing against Obamacare, but it's today. All right, so here's something that probably won't surprise the cynic in all of us. The facts coming out in various news reports about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of security clearances that are given to people like Snowden, to people like this, I never can remember his name. What's the guy's name that shot it up last week?
Let's just call him the shooter.
The shooter, okay.
80-yard shooter.
But there are any number of circumstances where now, and most of them have been cleared by this company, USIS, that are the clearance records are completely falsified. And there are a number of federal cases that show now that people are examining them, what a bad job that has been done by this company and others whose business it is to vet people, to clear their name so that they are entitled to get at the information that they are getting at, and yet they aren't doing their job. And there are, so you just wonder again, back to management, back to facility, and the fact, you know what, it isn't about blame, it's just about recognizing the government is just too damn big. It can't be managed with millions and millions of people who are basically working or not showing up for a paycheck, and they get in, you know, sort of, people would say, under the wire, under the radar. But some of them aren't even trying. I mean, they don't work that hard at fooling the folks who are supposed to be checking them out. So maybe what we ought to do is have a whole series of private eyes. Can you remember the old, I don't know if there are any television shows now about private eyes, but I always found those shows to be fascinating, you know, whether that was the real life of a private eye or not. But that's really what you need, those skills. People who are insurance investigators make great private eyes because they get at and try to keep those who would, especially cars. When you get a car repaired, do you realize what a scam? That whole thing. I mean, there is so much opportunity for. That's why there are so many body shops all over the place, because it's a great way to rip off. For example, I'm on a toot now, but I'll keep it to 60 seconds. There are many of you don't even realize this. When you, let's say your front left fender is all bent, you get in an accident, it's all bent up. You run into a pole, whatever. Bring it to the body shop. Okay, we'll fix it up. We'll be ready in a week. Well, there are three choices. The body shop, or four choices actually. The body shop can pull the dent out, fill it with Bondo, spray it. You won't know when you look at it, if they have good paint, that it isn't the same as something new, even though it's been filled with Bondo. You won't know that. The average person won't know that. You can go to a junkyard, find a car that's the same year, take the fender off of that car, bring it and put it on the car that you have. You can go to the aftermarket, where you get fenders and stuff that are made in China that are basically cardboard. When you lean against them, they'll bend, but it looks the same. Or you can go to the company that actually made the car and has the substantial fender. I mean, we all know they're not very strong anyway. My pickup truck got away from me a week or two ago, and it rolled down the hill into a wagon, and the thing wasn't doing 4 miles an hour, and I had to replace the hood, all the grill work on the front, the bumper. All it cost me $1,000 just to buy the stuff for us to put it back together again. And this was going to junkyards and stuff. So there's a tremendous opportunity. If you're getting paid, the insurance company says, all right, I'm going to give you $1,000 to fix that car. And you can figure out how to fix it any way you want to. Many of them will now say, got to have original parts, you got to show them to me. You know, it's like the building inspector. They come around while you're working on the car. Others don't. They just say, okay, fix the car. We'll pay X number of dollars. You do it the best you can or as cheaply as you can. So if they pay you $1,000, and you can get away with buying stuff for $600, you've made $400. And that's not bad. The markup, 40% on $1,000, that's pretty good. But if you are not inspecting or don't know anything about it, and most people don't, they come back and the car looks fine, great. Here's the check. See you later. But insurance, the reason I'm off on that is because insurance investigators now check those sorts of things out. More likely to have opportunity to rip off somebody that way than to have it when it comes to home repairs, although you could do the same thing. Let's say in a storm your roof blows off and the company gives you $20,000 to fix it. You could take the $20,000, put it in your pocket, go get the stuff you need and redo it yourself for $2,500. And they can't really say anything about that. So it's more likely that it happens in the automotive area because it's easier. Most people can't change a fender in their garage. And so they bring it to somebody who's going to supposedly fix it. And more often than not, you get ripped off. So somebody who's a body guy is going to call me or he's going to send me an email. It's Doug@DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. All right? So you got all of that. We've covered that. We'll get to Uri Geller in just a matter of moments. Exciting things happening with Uri in his life. And I also want to talk with him about something pretty specific that is going on in the news right now. So stand by for that. This is the Doug Stefan Good Day Program.
Kim is in a rush and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app. Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg with an English lesson for the day. Nouns and verbs. Which one are you? Would you rather be known as a noun, which is a person, place, or thing, or would you rather be known as a verb? What is a verb? A verb is action. Well, if you've been listening to these vignettes, of course you know the answer I'm going to say, and that is as follows. We should never be a person, place, or thing. We should be a verb surrounded by actions that take people, places, and things, including ourselves, to a much, much higher level. What I want you to do today is I want you to make a list of verbs that define you and make them aggressive, make them powerful, make them energetic, give them enthusiasm, give them your personality, give them the action that will take those nouns to high levels. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSK Incorporated.
All right, now 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Good day, program. Good day to Uri Geller, who is speaking to us from his home in a little village outside of London. His daughter's getting married a week from Saturday. So I just said, is there anything going on? You're the proud father, but I know there are going to be 87 other things going on with you while you are here, in addition to your daughter getting married, right?
Yes, I guess you're right, Doug, but it is an amazing feeling because, you know, she's getting married. So the wedding is on a beach in Malibu, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a wonderful time, and you're going to join us. We'll be together.
Happy to be there, yep.
Yes, and I'm already getting scared about that first dance. She tells me I have to dance with her. I said, forget it. I'm not no dancer.
I'll dance with her. I'm not a dancer either, but it'll be fun.
What?
I said, I'll dance with her. It'll be fun.
Yeah, she says, all I have to do is sway from left to right.
That's all. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Anyhow, Dougie, so, yes, I haven't been in Los Angeles for quite a few years now. Where are you going to broadcast out from that week?
I will be over at the CRN studios, and you probably ought to come over with me one morning and be the co-host for a while, as long as you can keep your eyes open, or I guess you after you've had a nap or something. We'll talk about it off the air, what your schedule is, so that we can do that. But that would be kind of cool. And one of the things that fascinates people about you and what you do and what's helpful to people is how you explain to them that their minds are so powerful. You can do such amazing things with your mind. Earlier I was talking about how people who hear voices use the strength. If you're listening to the right voices, if you have a voice that tells you to do something bad, then that's not the voice that is of reason. When you talk about you're a strong believer in God, as am I, you don't just come by the abilities that you have or maybe I have or anybody has. You just don't. That isn't something that just happens. There's something, there's a grace that comes with it. Is that a good word? A grace that comes with it?
I would not kind of imply that people should listen to voices in their heads, because, you know, I dealt with people who heard voices. Like, I remember the FBI asked me once to find a serial murderer in New York who happened to be the son of Sam, David Berkovich, and he claimed that he murdered people because he heard a voice in his head telling him to do it. And so I would want to believe that we can follow our intuitive forces, the intuition in us, the gut feeling in us. You've got to empower that element in your mind, intuition. You can kind of almost talk to yourself and say, am I doing the right thing? Is that my gut feeling? Do I go for it? Do I not? That's the way I do it. I'm hugely intuitive. I want to believe that I'm kind of very sharp with my intuitive powers. I call it an energy force. And I
do you have to be next to the person or near the person in order to get that vibe?
Well, not really. When you say near to that person, what do you mean by that?
Well, here's an example. I'll never, ever, ever forget the morning. It was a Saturday morning. It was a Friday night, actually, when my bulldog, Charlotte, had just been with me for a little while when Brendan and I decided that I would keep Charlotte here on the farm. So she had gotten out of the truck down at the other farm.
Yes.
And there was it was early in the evening, and there was some really large, loud piece of equipment that started, and Charlotte wasn't used to the sounds of the farm yet, so she got scared and she ran away. And I looked for her all night long. It was a pouring, horrible night. It was about this time of year, as a matter of fact. Went through I could hear her in the bushes, but she wouldn't come to me. Crossed the road, I was really worried somebody was going to run her over. And I called you about 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Remember that? And I said, I
do remember that.
And you told me to go back to the barn and she would show up. And I went back to the barn and she was there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny story, because last week a ferret, do you know what's a ferret?
Ferret is like a mink, a measly.
A ferret walked into our kitchen, believe it or not. And my gardener ran in and said, oh, you got to let her out. She must be, lost. And the prison of health, my gardener, a guy, young lad called James, said that there's a lady on the other side of the village, Sonning on Thames, which is about a mile away from my house, and she actually she deals with ferrets, and she's got a few at home, and he said, I bet it belongs to her. And I said, well, let's grab the ferret and drive the car and take it to her. But we couldn't catch the ferret. And the ferret ran out of the conservatory and disappeared into the vast garden. And the gardener told me that probably it will die, because ferrets cannot exist in the wilderness for more than 2 or 3 days. So I said, well, I'll pray for that ferret to find its way home. Lo and behold, the next day, the gardener calls me and he says that she called him up, the ferret lady, and she says, believe it or not, my ferret walked back into its home. Can you? I mean, this is a mile away.
When you hear stories, there was a story here in America not long ago. Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong. A dog that had been lost or was taken 100 miles or more away found its way back to its home and its owner.
I do read a lot of stories about cats that disappear for 6 months and then suddenly turn up on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
Amazing. But because we do have some sort of a magnetic navigational unit in our brain. And, when I walk out here in the field and I see geese just walking, walking around in the grass. I said, how on earth do they find their way all the way to Canada? What's going on here? How do they navigate without, you know, any, you know, tangible navigational instrument?
They have a sense. It's a sense. It's like the sixth sense that we talk about. And that's really the power. They have the same powers. We don't want to acknowledge them. They're smarter than we are. They hear it. They use it. They don't have to argue with themselves about it. They just do it. And so we have sometimes become too knowledgeable, or so we think anyway. Uri Geller's website is urigeller.com. Always happy to have him here with his insight on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Kenny, time for a visit with Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. We have lots of facts. Last week, I think, when Warren was here, we had facts about cats. So this week, in fairness to the other side, and perhaps for those of you who like dogs better than cats like me, it is the right side, the best side. So stand by as we present you with facts about dogs. Warren Eckstein here visiting from The Pet Show on Good Day.
Incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Thanks for Warren Eckstein. I get up every morning, Warren, and when I'm sort of saying my prayers or going through the things that I'm thankful for, I give praise, in fact, for having you here on the Good Day program. It is a wonderful thing that you've come to assist us in understanding how to deal with our friendly felines and canines and bovines and pachyderms and anything else that we can find around. Last week, you remember I gave you a lot of facts about cats?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing this. You're the guy with the facts, but I thought it was interesting that a Dalmatian is the only dog that can get gout. Did you know that?
I was not aware of that. I learned something every time I talk to you, Doug.
500,000 tons of dog excrement are dumped annually in the streets of Paris. Did you know that?
Don't they have doggy toilets in Paris?
I don't know. Apparently not, with all of that.
I guess not, yeah.
A dog's mucous membrane is the size of 50 postage stamps. Here's something that probably you did know. A dog's nose is so sensitive, it can tell the difference between a tub of water and a tub of water has a teaspoon of salt in it. Dogs.
Well, you know that's my specialty, having taught literally hundreds and hundreds of dogs to sniff out narcotics and bombs. I mean, their nose, their ability to smell is amazing. I always use the parallel, Doug, that if you're cooking spaghetti sauce and I walk into the house, I smell spaghetti sauce. The dog smells the oregano, the garlic, and every individual thing. Their nose, their olfactory is about 200,000 times better than ours.
All right, this true or false? Chocolate can kill a dog.
Absolutely true. It contains theobromine, which can be very deadly, not only to dogs, but other animals as well. But here's the thing. I don't want everyone to panic if the dog picks up a tiny piece of chocolate the size of their fingernail. Usually the baking chocolate, the darker the chocolate, the more dangerous it is. Obviously, you want to keep chocolate away. You want to speak to your vet if the dog does eat chocolate. But yes, it definitely can kill your dog if they eat enough of it. So you want to be really careful about chocolate, grapes and raisins as well, and onions and garlic should be kept away from your pets.
All right. True or false? Dogs do not sweat by salivating. They sweat through the pads in their feet.
The only sweat glands dogs have, and they're not really big sweat glands, are on the bottom of their feet. But the way that dogs release their hot air, and this is why dogs pant, is they literally have thousands of blood vessels on their tongue. So when your dog sticks out its tongue and it's panting, what it's doing is trying to let the cool air pass over its tongue to cool the blood going back and circulating in its system. They do have sweat glands at the bottom of their feet, but they don't really work that well.
Hi, you've been blogging this week about this reuniting this woman with her dog that was lost in a car crash. What's that story?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing to me, but, you know, there are so many car accidents around the country, and a lot of people don't realize that when there's a car accident, very often the owner is hurt, the dog may panic and take off and never be found again. Here's a case where this exactly happened, yet the woman got the publicity that was necessary, and people found the dog, and the owner was reunited with the dog. The dog had been running up and down the highway, just kind of trying to find its owner. The pads were worn, they were full of blood, but that's the loyalty that we can't duplicate. You know, there's a certain loyalty among animals. And, you know, I might think I'm a pretty brave and loyal guy, but there's a certain loyalty among animals that we'll never have the ability to match.
I know. Isn't it great?
That's why I love working with him. Every morning I wake up, and I'm thankful for my dog just being there.
I just look at Charlotte and think, my God, how I've been blessed with this beautiful little thing.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.